Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live and in living color. You were just listening to our national anthem, "The Age of Freedom Has Come." Until you're ready, you have to work for it. It ain't going to come for free, you know? Okay. Let me do an assertion right quick. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused and reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of delighting, and I will get what I want. For those of you who don't know, why we assert and not make a prayer is because we know who we are. So if I'm praying to God, I know I'm God. Who am I praying to? I'm praying to myself. So now that I know who God is, right, I know who I'm praying to. Now the other question that we had last week, I put that question back on the board. That question is going to be on the board until next month. Then we're going to go through the whole God process so that you'll know what I know in reference to who this God is and where he came from, okay? But that question is still on the board. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, now that you know the code said of God's men and women, now the question that's on the board, that's going to be on the board, well, until next Sunday, and we're going to go through the whole, that series on who God is and where God came from. The question is, who is this God and where did this God come from? So if you have an answer for that, hit 1, and your mic will be open anytime during the show, and you want to give us an answer for that, you can, okay? Now, our slogan is love is an act that makes others feel good. We always talk about love for the first 5 minutes of the show because we feel as though love is so important, and a lot of us don't know what love is. That's why we don't achieve it in our lifetime, okay? Love is an act that makes others feel good. So if you're in a relationship, if you're in a group, and you're doing things, don't do anything that don't make the other person feel good. Think about it. As you're learning who the person is, learning what the person does, learning these things about the person, you can push their buttons. You can make them feel good or not feel good. It's your choice because you're getting to know them. How do you get to know a person like that? They begin to trust you. They begin to let you in. They begin to tell you little things about them. And if you're around them enough, you begin to notice little things about them. You notice what they like, and you notice what they don't like. You follow what I'm saying? So you begin to do things when you feel like it. If you want to upset them, you do something that you know they don't like. And if you want to make them feel good, you do something that you know they like. You have the options. And my advice to people is to only do what you think is going to make them feel good. And if they're under the same understanding that you are, they're doing everything that they can to make you feel good, you'll be in a feel-good relationship. Boy, ain't that wonderful? Can you imagine not going through the whole day and not saying, man, he sure pissed me off. He made me mad. I don't know why he does that. You know what I mean? In relationships, we all go through that. We all say that because we don't know what love is. See, they teaching us, instead of teaching us what love is, they're teaching us what they call obsessionism, okay? Obsessionism is not love. And then you always have to make your mate prove that they love you, you know? They're there with you. They haven't went anywhere. They're trying to do whatever they can. What they think to make you happy, if you follow what I'm saying, is so that they can stay in a relationship. That's proof of love right there. You don't have to make them mad or go make them jealous. Now, you know they don't like you talking and seeing to somebody else, but you're going to start eyeballing other women. You're going to start eyeballing other men, you know, and they watching you. They say, no, what? Now, that person don't look nothing like me. What's so interesting about her or him that they ain't that, and they don't look like me? You follow what I'm saying? So they get jealous. And you know they get jealous. But some people gotten to the point that they like to see their person jealous. The girl or the guy, they like to see them jealous. Feeling like, well, I know he loved me because if I do the wrong thing, he's going to punch somebody in the mouth. Is that what you want your man out in the club doing, knocking somebody out because you put yourself in a position to attract somebody to you? You females, y'all know what you're doing. Guys, you know what you're doing too. You have the commercials on TV where they when they're in the bar and they're looking at each other. And the girl says, she said, well, boy, just looking at that gaze make me want to go home and do something. You understand what I'm saying? So y'all know what you're doing out there. don't make your person jealous. They're giving you enough evidence that they love you because they're there. They're not trying to go anywhere. You follow what I'm saying? Sure, now, I'm not saying don't be a detective because you got some, there's a few slimy people out here. So you have to be a detective. Now, the guy come home with lipstick on his collar and all that kind of stuff, well, it's time for you to speak up. You know what I mean? Don't let it go. Speak up, yo, man. You got lipstick on your collar. You know what I mean? The girl come home and buttons that should be closed ain't closed. You know what I mean? Like she's been rushing to get there from someplace else. You got to speak up on it. Don't let it go. Don't let it brew. Now, that's something that we do. We let things go, let things go, let things go. And then at the last minute, here come all these doggone complaints and the guy or the girl, I don't know which one did I deal with first. I don't remember that. When did that happen? You know what I mean? So don't let things go. As soon as something happens, deal with it, you know, talk about it, you know, and that's the most important thing. The most important thing is communication. Communication is very difficult because of this language. This is a tough language. It might not seem like it, but this is a tough language because this is how they make their money. They make their money by deception through the language. When you go to junior high school, you're learning up the language up to a point. High school, you're learning a language up to a point. There's different languages that you're learning. College, you're learning a language up to a point. You go sit in one of these computer colleges, you're not computer savvy, holy crap. You won't know what they're talking about. IP address code here and this code there. You say, what in the world are these people talking about? You got to go learn, okay? Well, when we're dealing with love, this is what we're dealing with. This is what we're talking about. Love is an act to make others feel good. So you want to keep doing things to make your mate feel good, or if you're in a group, to make people in your group feel good. You want to be arguing back and forth all over the place. You don't want to do that, okay? Now, let's get into the subject. We done did that 5 minutes on love. I forgot that we were going to do a whole segment on love, but we're going to start that. We're going to start that next month, okay? Now, remember the question that's on the board. We've read the first sentence in Genesis, same thing we did last week, all right? It puts you in a position where it's beyond your ability to understand. That's the first thing it does if you don't know the code, see? Psalm 82 says that you are all gods, okay? You're a god. So now you have to ask questions. Wait a minute. If men and women are God, is this guy out there making stuff where there's nothing out there? How can this person do that if they're men and women like me? Now you're on the right track. Now you're asking questions. Remember a long time ago, they say, well, man can't fly. It's not meant for man to fly. If man could fly, he'd have wings. No, man can't fly. You go out there and flap your little arms, you ain't going nowhere. But God can fly because God functions with the culture of what you sow, which is science, okay? You know that if you sow flapping your wings, you flapping your arms, you're not going to reap flying around the planet. So you have to come up with something else. You have to figure out how to overcome that. And this is what God does. God is an overcomer. You can, once you realize who you are, you can overcome anything on the planet. That's just one code. And there's so many codes in the book that is unbelievable once you start reading the book as a code book, all right? Now you have to ask yourself the question, and men and women are out there, we have the ability, okay, to bring about darkness. Where did the darkness come from? If the darkness wasn't already here, what was there before the darkness? Now you're asking yourself the right question. These questions will make you think. These questions that make you go to the drawing board and start figuring stuff out using that big, wonderful, beautiful mind and brain that you have. You know what I mean? That's the purpose of the book, as a code book, to open up your brain, to free your mind, as they were saying in the Matrix. That's the purpose of the book as a code. But when they give you the book as a religious book, it doesn't free your mind. It closes your mind. Because there are first passages, and God created the heavens and the earth. You're saying, well, nobody knows what God did. God is a mystery. He do whatever he wanted to. You know, did I put God in the male gender? You know, did everything. Closing your mind down. So you're not asking yourself these questions. If there was no darkness here, where did the darkness come from? Well, and then they say, they threw this little word in there that throws everybody off. Well, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, we know as scientists coming from the Greek Bautista culture, you can't make something from nothing. Something has to be here. The word create should not even be in the book. I'm saying it shouldn't even be there, because you make things, not create stuff. When you have it, when a woman have a child, you and a female have a child together, you're not creating that baby. You're making the baby out of substance that she had and substance that you had. You're bringing that together and you're making that child. You're not creating a child from nothing. You know what I'm saying? And that's why when you hear some of the old time, they say, "Well, I made you. If I made you," because they don't use the word create, because they know that you can't create anything. Okay, now I was going to do this next week, but we're going to get into this now. We're going to talk about this God, who this God is, where this God came from, and how God is able to do the things that we're talking about doing. Okay, let's talk about that right now. For those of you on the line, and next week when I throw the question up, you'll have the answer. So you'll be able to hit one. You can hit one and go over it with me if you want to next week. But we're going to go through this right now so that, and no doubt in your mind what's going on. As a thinking person, as far back as you can go, is what we call the uncaused cause. Something that caused everything to exist and nothing caused it to exist. Because you break your brain. It's like pie, trying to get to the end of pie. There is no end to pie. It's just on and on and on. And there's no end to the question, what was the first thing here? See what I'm saying? And where did it come from? There's no answer to that question, because if there's something here, something was here before that, something was here before that, something was here before that, something like that. So that's like pie. There's no answer to that. So the conclusion that we come to is that there was an uncaused cause. Okay? Can't put a time on it because time don't exist. Time is a unit of measurement for motion. You can't measure something until it goes into motion. You can say, well, it's been sitting for millions of years, but you can't say how long it's been sitting until it moves. So everything is based on motion. Time is a unit of measurement, okay? This is why they have trouble mathematically dealing with some of the stuff out there in space, because they're dealing with time as an entity. Time is not an entity, okay? Time is a unit of measurement, like a ruler. The ruler don't do nothing until you put it on something. Then it becomes irrelevant, okay? Other than that, it's not relevant, all right? I don't want to start rambling here, but listen. So we go back to the uncaused cause. Something that caused everything, nothing caused it to exist. What was that uncaused cause? Now you're on the journey, because that's a question that you can answer for yourself. Everything in the universe is made up out of energy. Everything. So the uncaused cause had to be what? Energy. Now, what have our scientists said about energy? Energy cannot be created or destroyed. When they say created, you can't make something from nothing. And since energy has already been here, it was not created. It cannot be created and it cannot be destroyed. Why can't it be destroyed? Because the uncaused cause is energy. Everything in the universe, okay, I don't care where you look at it, where you go, where you are, is made up out of energy. We put different names on a different frequency that the energy is. That means different types of energy. Gas is an energy, but it's a different frequency than wood. Wood is an energy too, but they're two different frequencies. They vibrate at two different, when I say frequency, they vibrate at two different rates of speed, okay? The molecular level, okay, of the energy is different. So that's when I say frequency. That means the vibration of the molecules within that particular item, okay, that I'm talking about, all right? I use mostly 10th, 11th grade vernacular. That's why I stay at most of the time, okay? So that way you can't say, hey, man, I don't understand what you're saying, because it's very simple. The universe is not complex. It's very simple once you realize who you are and start asking the right questions. So now we're dealing with the uncaused cause. That means that, now, what is God in relationship to the uncaused cause? One who can manipulate energy for its own purpose. Okay, that's what God is. Look at how we manipulate. We got atom bombs and we can blow up every doggone thing. It's a shame we can destroy quicker than we can build, but manipulating energy. When you build a house, you're manipulating energy. Whatever you do, you're manipulating energy. You're not making new energy. This is something that we don't do, because the energy is what you are. Energy is what you are made up out of. So when the uncaused cause begin to move throughout the universe, it begins to spread its energy. And it's from that energy that we made the sun, the moon, the stars, all of this stuff. So when they talk about God, when they talk about God created the heavens and the earth, they're talking about a man who were able, men and women who are able to manipulate source energy to bring about planets, okay, to deal with darkness, because there was no darkness here. We're talking about subspace. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about dark matter. You can Google it up. They know about it. They know about dark matter. They can't manipulate it. You know what I mean? You talk about it on Star Trek, call it subspace, but they can't manipulate it because we haven't reached that point. Going back to what we were, I don't deal with evolution, because we were greater than what we are right now. And if you go back in history, it will prove that to you, that you can't evolve greater than where you began. You see what I'm saying? You can't come out here as a monkey, and then they got evidence that you was building pyramids and all that kind of stuff prior to the chimpanzee coming out. You follow what I'm saying? That you all over there out in space and everywhere. You know what I mean? So you can't. So there is no. I don't deal with evolution. Some people do, but I don't. I don't deal with evolution. Okay. We have retrogressed to this stage of our development, and we're trying to get back to where we were. Okay. And you say, wait a minute. How can I be making planets and stuff? Well, the moon is a satellite. Are we making satellites? Yes, we are. So if we can make a cell out of metal, we'll be able to make a cell out of anything that we want as we develop, okay, as we begin to go back to what we were, okay? You have fallen from grace. That's in the book, too, that you're falling from grace. So we're talking about the beginning now. We're talking about when source energy first went into motion, and it began to put energy everywhere. You are an example of the universe expanding itself. There's nothing greater than what you see in that mirror. See what I'm saying? You are the embodiment of source energy being in motion. This is how you came to be. This is how you came about. Now, you didn't come about as a physical person per se. You came about as an incorporeal entity. Okay, this is why they talk about the spirit and the soul, and I get so many different names to it. But you were actually an incorporeal entity. See what I'm saying? And you come from an incorporeal dimension into this dimension to make all of this here stuff. If you go back and Google the Draycons and some of the other different beings that was out there, I mean, I know Will, I am used to teach on this all the time, but there was a time when we could live in space without a ship. I know you say, oh boy, brother's throw it off now. No, I'm not throw it off. Because one time they told you that man couldn't fly, and people didn't try to fly. You follow what I'm saying? Because it was impossible for man to fly. But we leaving the planet. You understand what I'm saying? We are leaving the planet. So no, man can't fly, but God is limitless. There's nothing that you can't do. Just like in the scripture said, Jesus walked on the water. Well, maybe you can't go out there on your little feet and walk on the water, but you can build some air shoes. You got the technology. You got the brain power. You can build some air. They got sneaks that you can hit a button to pump air into them. You can make shoes that you can pump air into them and go out and walk on the water all you want. You know what they were talking about, what they were showing you as a code book, is your potential as God. Your potential as God is unlimited. Now you know who those gods are. And there's evidence. You can Google some of this stuff up, because they're finding this stuff out. But because you're not asking these questions, you're not getting the answers, because you're not looking for the answers. But the answers are there. They found a ship. They get pictures of a ship that crash landed on Mars. Okay. And the woman that came out of the crash, she could have been my sister. She looked so much like me. She could have been my sister. She was a pilot that crash landed on Mars. And they got pictures of her because the atmosphere in Mars preserved her body and everything else. So they're telling you that this is not our origin, that we didn't actually come here. Follow what I'm saying? We made this doggone planet. I'm telling you, your ancestors, okay, made this planet, and you've made the sun. There's so many other things that you've made. I can tell you how to make them, okay, if you really want to know all this information. It might be a little much right now, but I know 15 years ago, 20 years ago, when I started talking about the gas that's around, that's involved in this particular dimension, and how we activated the gas to bring about Cyrus A and Cyrus B up in here, the black hole. Now, if you go into their clusters and what they're talking about, they're showing you the gas. They're talking about the gas now. Just like I used to talk about the light and how so much is in the light. Now they're talking about string theory. They did change the name and do what they want to do. But well, at least the information is getting out there. Well, you know, they steal everything. But at least the information is getting out there now. You follow what I'm saying? That's the code. The first code that you have to use as you're going through the book is the God code, Psalm 82. It tells you are all God. Now, they're trying to dumb your mind down. Well, we're talking about the big G and the little G. But if you study Hebrew, there's no upper and lower case letters in Hebrew. Okay? So it ain't no big G, little G. When they talk about God, they're talking about God, that which can manipulate source energy. See? Now, you're dealing with source. Now, here's the thing. We pray to some God up there. You know, that's what they have us doing. His name is Jehovah. They don't turn Jesus into a floating God. They don't turn Muhammad, Buddha, everybody's floating around out there someplace, you know, watching every little thing you do, like Santa Claus, you know when you sleep, know when you're awake. You follow what I'm saying? It's the mindset they want you to have. Since you are, okay, source energy, all of the energy out there, everything that's out there works for you. You don't have to pray for anything. You're carrying power. All you have to do is assert into the universe what you want. And through our culture, action and reaction, it will bring what you want into existence. Okay? That's what Mama used to say. Boy, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. Because you are carrying power. They want you to give your power to somebody else. I was on the radio. We had a UNAA conference today. I'm on the radio, and the sister said something that's very important. She said, when I get up in the morning, I thank me. Since you know who she is, she thanks herself. You know what I'm saying? And you need to give yourself credit. You know what you go through all day long, the way you eat and the things that you duck, and you didn't get hit by a car today because you decided to stop at the light and you didn't have an accident because you didn't run the red light today. You made choices that brought you back home. You need to give yourself credit for what you're doing. You're going to work every day. You're working. You got you're trying to put money together to pay these bills. Give yourself some credit, okay? You are a powerful entity. You can do so many things. But first, I have to take you back to the matrix. You have to free your mind. What you can do is determined by who you think you are, okay? That's what you used to tell us in school. Yeah, sometimes you tell you ain't nothing, you're never going to be nothing, never will be nothing. If you suck that in, if you begin to believe that, then you're going to do just that. Absolutely nothing. But we're trying to free your mind on this show. We're trying to get you to accept who you are. Once you accept who you are, it's not me saying it. Says that you are God, okay? And, you know, just like they blow Jesus out. They blow Jesus away. But what did Jesus say? He that is of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I did, you would do it. I mean, the man is saying you can do better than he did, greater than what he did. Don't limit yourself by the little things that he did. You follow what I'm saying? He brought people back from the dead. We're bringing people back from the dead. You die, we put some electricity on you, pop you up, you're way back out, going out the door, you're home. You know what I mean? So bringing people back from the dead ain't no big thing no more. And it's going to be, you know, just a, how long you've been dead. That's something to think about. Now, this guy in the Bible is dead for 3 days. Well, I don't think they can bring nobody back up for 3 days. Then maybe they do. Maybe they can't. I don't know. You know, at least they ain't told me about it. I'm not trying to die to find out to prove whether they're right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? But everything that the book, when you're dealing with it as a code, is talking about your potential, what you have the potential to do. You have the potential to separate light from the darkness, but you have to know that all of the vibrations of light is actually in the darkness. See what I'm saying? The light comes out of dark, not the other way around. You know what I mean? But as you begin to ask your questions based on who you are, then you'll begin to get the kind of answers that will give you power. Right now, I'm a black person. Well, we call ourselves black, but I don't identify myself with color. But for the sake of communication, I'm a black person in America, you know. And where's my power at? Where's my, Marcus Garvey used to say, where's your Navy? Where's your Army? Where's your Marines? We spend all this time fussing with people so that we can ride on their bus. I mean, I'm coming back from Vietnam. I'm saying, what is wrong with these people out here letting people throw bricks at them so we can ride on their buses when we can make our own buses? What is wrong with people? You know what I'm saying? We spend all this here time fighting so that we can go in somebody into European restaurants, eat their bland food when we got these soul food restaurants around the corner and the sisters and brothers throwing down. You know what I mean? Are we going to fight to go and eat their bland food? This is a mistake that we've been making because this is how we've been programmed. We've been programmed to follow somebody else. Why don't you follow yourself? Who are you that you can't lead you across the street? You don't know how to get across the street right now. You don't know how to watch the lights. Whereas Miles Mabry used to say, watch the cars because the lights ain't never hit nobody. But you know how to cross the street. You don't need anybody to show you how to cross the street. But you're being programmed to be less than and not equal to. This is what we're here to do. We're here to bring you into a state of power. And the state of power begins by you looking in the mirror, realizing what you see in that mirror. You know what I mean? Nothing more powerful, nothing greater than what you're seeing in the mirror, okay? Now you know who made, okay, the sun, the moon, the stars, your ancestors did. And can you duplicate what they did? Yes, you can. If you realize that you can, okay? Don't be out here trying to flap your arms, trying to fly when we got jumbo jets out there. Don't be stupid. You know, what I call stupid is a person looking at somebody flying and say that they can't fly because somebody told them they can't. I mean, that's what I call stupid. You know what I mean? Here you got people building buildings and stuff, building skyscrapers, and you can't build a building because somebody told you you can't. If they can build it, you can build it. Come on, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Don't be stupid. If you can see it, if you can think of it, then you can do it. You can make it. You can make whatever. Because the book that your ancestors gave you, that code book, tells you what you can do. And who you are, oh my goodness, we passed a half hour point already. I'm normally going to my commercial round now. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to get into the commercial. Now, those of you on the line, the commercial takes a few minutes. So and bear with me here because I like to give back to the people who are on the air who are trying to do things, okay? And I know a lot of you are hit one, but it's okay. You know, just take it all in. Some of the stuff I say you're going to agree with, some of the stuff you're going to disagree with, and that's fine. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to agree to every doggone thing. But as you begin to wake up, it's been a rough day for me. As you begin to see what's going on, it's really going to make a difference in your life and in your children's life. This is Elohim Five Tribes of Consolation. Elohim, I changed the name. It ain't Osiris no more. I'm calling it Elohim. Because that's who we are. We are, Elohim means a God within. And when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you as Elohim. I'm not speaking to you as no male or no female. Because once you occupy those particular places, it limits your ability to figure what you can do. And then they got the women, they got all kinds of roles for the female, all kinds of roles for the man, and those, both of those roles are limited, you know what I'm saying? But every book that you read from Ospie, Bhagavad Gita, whatever, when they talk about God, they don't put no limit on God, okay? Let me get into this commercial here. I'm so excited about being able to at least now start to give this information out. It's just amazing. this is Elohim Five Tribes of the Constellation Elohim, and we're on every Sunday from 8 to 9. Well, I can't say every Sunday because sometimes I'll be falling asleep. I'll be so tired. I almost missed a day. So we'll be here on Sunday, so check in. The number stays the same. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. That number never changes. So check in. Most of the time I give out a text. One time I gave out the text and fell asleep after I gave out the text. People called in, I was able to get my music. I mean, boy, that was not good. But, you know, what can I tell you? You know what I mean? There's so much to be done. Sometimes I'll be up 2 days straight trying to get work done on what I'm trying to do to bring about a difference for the planet, because I know who I am, and I know that's what I can do, okay? When you call in, we do not mention your name. I said if you call in, just want to give me a shout-out, let me know that you're on the air. That's fine, too. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. And if you have a company or group and you want to advertise, give a shout-out for your company or your group, you can go right ahead and do so and call. We don't charge to advertise on the show. We make our money from book sales and CD sales, okay? In fact, I'm in the process of releasing a meditation CD. I'm waiting for the copyrights to come back now. And that'll be good because it activates your kundalini. Not the kundalini. It'll activate your pineal gland and pituitary gland to activate your kundalini, okay? Now, we just released it. I've got a gospel CD on the market. I didn't just release it, but that's in the commercial. I have a gospel CD on the market. Jesus is coming. And the link for the CD is CDBaby/CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. So check it out. And you can purchase either one song or you can purchase the whole CD, which is 10 songs on a CD. Or if you want to just listen to it, you can go to YouTube and put in Elohim Christ 10 tracks, Jesus is Coming. And we ask ourselves, when is Jesus coming back? Well, we believe Jesus is going to come back from the same place he came back from. Well, we don't believe it. We know it. If he's going to come, he's going to come in the same way he came before, from the goddess of the womb. So that's how we get here, you know. They're doing a testing thing right now, but... Most of us is coming from the goddess's womb. So we see sisters out there, be mindful. Be mindful of that. You know, don't be dumping these children out here, because the child you dump just might be the one that gets us out of this mess, okay? For the record, okay, your tree of life is your children. Their continuation of your physical existence on this planet. All right, or in the universe, because we're going to be off the planet, gone place soon. So they're your physical existence, physical configuration on this planet, okay? So your children are very important, all right? So don't be dumping those babies. We need them babies. So now remember, brothers, it takes two to make them. It takes two to take care of them, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, A Crisis Has Come. For more information on the CD or book, because the book is in a paperback form or CD form, it's called TCCA at 215-758-1703, okay, from 9 to 5. That's Monday through Saturday, and we'll accommodate you, okay? Also, I'm in the gold business, so those of you who are buying and sell gold, I'm dealing with Caribar, so you can also call that number. Again, to find out more information about the Caribar situation, 215-758-1703. I go through these numbers kind of quick because it's a long commercial. So if I hit a number and you want me to go back over, just hit one and I'll go back over that number for you, okay? okay, now please don't forget to visit my website, elchristalahim, elchristalahim.website/website. Man, that's a lot. Let's see if I can break that down a little bit so you can get to the site a little quicker. I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When Rocks Cry Out. It's a book you need to read because this guy understands history and he drops the information in the right place with proof, okay? And I like him because he understands history and he fills in the missing pieces. I'd like to give a shout out to Legacy of the Nation, hosted by Brother Mac and Son. He comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number is 319-527-6199. Now, I fell asleep yesterday. It shows on Saturday. And I missed his show. I was so disappointed in myself. And the question he was asking was about power. And boy, oh boy, I knew that was a powerful show. And I'm really sorry I missed it. You know, but like I said, sometimes you push yourself too hard. I'm quite a few years over 18, and I still think I'm 18, so I overdo myself sometimes. But give him a call on Saturday at 6 o'clock. The number is 319-527-6199. I like to apologize on the air for missing Brother's show because that's one of the highlights. That's one of my highlights on Saturday, okay? And those of you who need more information about that, you can actually give me a call at 215-758-1703, and I'll tell you more about the show, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamicha 11. She's called a spoken word. So just check her out on YouTube, and I think you'll enjoy the words that she speaks. I do. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube at Nikki Love Unam. The call-in number is 909-749-8626. That's the number she told me to give out. She didn't give me a time, so you know, I'm not giving you a time. She gave a number, so I'll call her, okay? And I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121 of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNIA ACL 1918-1929 of the world, okay? They meet every week, so just give Brother President Mark P. a call at 267-822-2320. That's the UNIA, United Negro Recruiting Association, an organization that was started by Marcus Garvey 100 years ago, and they're still around, you know, trying to make things a little better for you, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. So everybody who's talking about Africa, dealing with Africa, you want some land over there, call RBG Industries. And also they make design clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, give Brother a call. His number is 609-638-5828. And if you tell him that Elohim recommended you, he'll give you a little discount, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Safe Move Electronics. That's an electronics company. They'll put in your lights and fans, whatever you need to go in. They'll put it in, air conditioners, whatever you need, okay? that call-in number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5. That's my son's company. So I'll stick my chest out a little bit on that one. okay, he's certified. He's certified electrician. He'll get the work done for you good. He's done work for me, and he did a very good job. We have a new listener who's is in the security, and he wants he's looking for people to work in security. That number is 336-988-8683. So if you're looking for a job in security, give Brother a call. I'd like to give a shout out to Thomas Thornton, who writes under the name of his name T. Thornton. He just changed his name around a little bit. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. Has 6 cities on the market. Just Google YouTube Heaven 2019 TEE Thomas Thornton. For more information, hold on, let me screen this down a bit. Information, you can give him a call directly. It's 267-259-4077. Brother's pretty good. He did some of the background on my album, so he got some pretty good chops. I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Top Learning Academy, licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Oh boy, I gotta love that. Yeah, I gotta love it. That's one of my children too. Just sticking my chest out again. Taylor Tides has been has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., okay? And the email address is TaylorTidesLearningAcademy at gmail.com, okay? I also like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers. We got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And with the pandemic going on, we need to have these doctors on our speed dial, okay? Also, if you call him now, he's offering a herbal chart that he will text you for free, no charge. and so you can get a chance to deal with the herbs and stuff, okay? And we have Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3866. Okay, so I was just informed that he has he sells water purification systems as well. This is Dr. Bill. So if you're interested in a good water purification system, give him a call. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these special, you deserve to be sick. No, nobody deserves to be sick. So just put these guys on speed dial. Give them a call. Don't worry. Be happy. Okay, we're going to get back into the lecture here. we're talking about Genesis and the Bible. We're talking about the Bible as a code book, okay? Stop thinking in terms of the Bible as a code book, because you can make money off the Bible. Now, these ministers are getting paid out here, driving these brand new cars and living these $5 million homes and all this stuff. So the money's there. But as a religious book, there's no power. T.J. Jakes, you don't have no power. Okay? Who else are we talking about? $24. You got no power. You got influence. Now, money will give you a lot of influence, okay? The Pope got plenty of influence, but ain't no Pope ships out there, Pope military out there, Pope jets out there, you know what I mean? Pope got money, and money can buy you influence. You can influence a lot of things, even for people to go to war for you without you having ships and stuff, if you have enough money. Okay, so I don't deal with money as power. I deal with money as a means to insert your influence. Okay, power is when you can put boots on the ground. If you can't put boots on the ground, you ain't got no power. Let's not get it twisted. Somebody call your house, who are you gonna call? You might as well call the Ghostbusters as well, the Popo, because they don't belong to you. They're not yours. They come to your house after you call them for somebody else. They might shoot you. No telling. Well, that's what they had done. You know what I mean? So we need power. We need to be able to put boots on the ground. And the only way we can put boots on the ground is once we get to know who we are and we can come together collectively as a group, then we can put boots on the ground. Now, one of the codes is Abraham. Now, I'm just going to go to that real quick since we're talking about boots on the ground. One of the codes that we're dealing with is the story of Abraham. Now, remember when Abraham left Chaldea, right? It was just him, his wife, and his nephew. As he traveled and sojourned, going through Kemet and all that, all of a sudden, his nephew gets kidnapped. He took an army to go get his nephew. Now, ask yourself the question, where did he get an army from? And how did they get trained enough to go and fight a city to rescue his nephew? You understand what I'm saying? Family, children, your tribe, your diaspora. That's where your military is coming from. Now, how many of you taught your children military tactics? How many of you are raising your children under military tactics? You know what I'm saying? So when you need somebody to fight for you, you got a little small military. I got 32 children and grandchildren. But if I call them, ain't no army there because I haven't trained them like that. Which is a mistake on my part. They should be trained. So when I call up my 32 children and grandchildren, I got a nice little squad coming, but that squad ain't coming because I haven't trained them properly, because I'm dealing with the book as a religious book, not a code book. Okay? Now when Abraham was getting ready to sacrifice his child for God. Now the book said God is a man. So what man had the kind of authority to make Abraham sacrifice his child? That he had to be one of the rulers, okay? And how do you sacrifice your child for another man if he's a ruler? You put him in the service. That's what a sacrifice is. Now, I'm a Vietnam vet. I watched our children die out there. You understand what I'm saying? Because I was sacrificed for the God of this country, which will be the President of the United States. They made the decision to go over there in Vietnam and start taking those people's stuff like they take everything else, everywhere else they go. They made that decision. And me being naive and not understanding, hey, I'm over there killing my cousin. My cousin ain't done nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? Because of the influence. Now, at the time, I got paid good by my service. So that money was part of the influence to help me go on the service. Now, if they weren't paying me, anywhere in the world, I'd have been going on those service. You know what I mean? So I was influenced into the Army, not out of being a patriotic person. I was influenced into the Army because I was getting paid. They paid pretty good, you know? And hey, I'm 18, 19, and no job. I worked places for 5 hours a day as I was coming up. You know what I mean? That's how I was back then. And when they offered me to have to cop, pay, clothes, oh, man, I can travel and see the world. Sign me up. You know what I mean? But I didn't know no better because nobody told me better. But my parents didn't know better. Their parents didn't know better because they was raised on the Bible as a religious book, not a code book. Now, I'm giving you the codes. Now, if somebody asks you, right, the question, this God that made the heavens and the earth, who was he and where did he come from? He was an incorporeal entity coming from an incorporeal dimension through the black hole up near Cyrus A and Cyrus B. You can Google about Cyrus A and Cyrus B and a black hole. You can Google all that. But they're not going to – the information that I'm telling you now, some of it you can't Google. They're not going to tell you the incorporeal beings came in. And when they got here, the reason they came into this dimension because the gas that they gave off could ignite and burn a hole in both dimensions. So they came into this dimension, seeded Cyrus A, Cyrus B, to see if the gas would catch fire all the way through. But because of dark matter, okay, because of the – it kept everything flowing and separate. So when they united, when they ignited Cyrus A and Cyrus B, their whole dimension didn't catch on fire. So some of them had to stay here to monitor, okay, the Cyrus A and Cyrus B. Those are still the suns. Somebody had to stay here to monitor those things and make sure things didn't get out of hand, and they kept igniting stuff. They made planets and all that stuff to live on so that they can stay here in this dimension. And so that's a whole lecture series. I'm just giving you an idea, a thought process of where this guy, these men and women that who are your ancestors, okay, came into this dimension and start putting these solar systems in place. And this was a long time ago, so we don't get in. Well, I can't give you a timeline because who knew? Who knows? You know what I'm saying? There wasn't nobody here to measure this stuff, you know. So, but it was a long time ago. You talk about this before the Earth, before the solar systems that were built, before the sun. All this was happening before those things were built because they built these things, as it says in Genesis. Okay, there was no form, nothing was here. They were building this stuff. I'm telling you who they were, where they came from. Okay, and how they began to build. That's what I'm telling you. When you start looking up Draycons and you start Googling the Draycons and all those other different types of entities that were here, the shapeshifters and all that, you will see that at one time we had that kind of power, all right? And we're coming back into that again. So now you know where these men and women came from that set the planet up, that set this stuff in motion. We'll go further into that next week. But you know. So when somebody asks you, where did God come from or who is he? You know who he is because he looked like you, man. I'm telling you. Well, a little variation of you. He might have had a bigger head. You know what I mean? But he looked like you, all right? That's what I'm saying. And also I make the claim that no modern man, okay, this is based on the evolutionary theory, which I don't deal with because it's a theory. It's not a fact, okay? No modern man is indigenous to this planet. So you're not from Africa. You're not from none of these places. You're from some place totally different, up around the constellation Elohim. And they're calling it Orion's Belt. We used to call it constellation Osiris. I'm changing it. I'm calling it constellation Elohim. Okay, so if they don't like it, they can lump it. That's what they say. Well, I don't went pretty far here. I have so much fun doing this because the information that we're giving out, you really need this. You really need to free your mind. And the book says that you are a God, okay? Yahshua, whom you call Jesus, said that you can do greater than what he did. So if they call him God, you know that he's a God because he's a man like us. You know, he's like us. He says he's like us. He that has helped the least of my brother has helped me. Yeah, he didn't put himself above nobody. That's the kind of person he was, okay? And he also tell you that you can do greater than him, but you have to accept who you are, okay? You are one of the most powerful beings on the planet. I'm going to say it again because I don't think you heard that. You are one of the most powerful beings on the planet. There's nothing that you can't do when you put your mind to it. And I'm sure you've said that to yourself many times, okay? Put your mind to solving the world's problems. Put your mind to feeding 6 billion people. Food, clothing, shelter, security for 6 billion people. And you will come up with a way to feed your family in a way that has never been fed before. If you can come up with a system that will feed 6 billion, your little tribe and diaspora is nothing. That little 300-400 people in your diaspora, no problem to feed. I got you. You follow what I'm saying? But you have to put your mind in the right state, okay? If they shut down the supermarket today, where are you going to go to get your food? You know what I mean? We complain about Monsanto. I say this all the time. We complain about Monsanto, but Monsanto's feeding millions of people. Okay? You can barely grow enough food in your backyard to feed your family. You see what I'm saying? Some of us don't know how to grow food in the backyard. That's why I deal with my friend, Brother Mac. I'm over there helping him shuck potatoes and grow potatoes and stuff in his yard. He knows how to grow food. And I'm hoping he set up some kind of little teaching or something to help people grow food. In fact, let me open his mic right now. I normally put him on a hot seat a little sooner. They only got about 3 minutes. So I usually give him at least 10 minutes to do some shout outs or something or whatever he wanted to say. Brother Mac, you in the air. How are you?
Yes, sir. Brother Elaine, I'm with you. Yes, experienced in my area, the electric power went down there for a few minutes. Everything on the street, and I was in total darkness. Even lost my Wi-Fi there for a minute. But
get out of here.
Yes, sir. But everything seems to be back to normal, and I had a question in mind that has to do with your subject today, and the question is, why or how do we come to believe what you are teaching? How do we overcome the hundreds of years of indoctrination and teaching that we have received that led us away from whom we are? How do we get back there, or is it a matter of time, or are there things we can do to bring us back to where we belong? That was the question, and I see we only got about 3 minutes remaining. But thank you for the opportunity to ask the question.
Are you welcome? I got 2 minutes and 15 seconds over here, but I'll try to. Well, I have the question very quickly. Is a question of belief, or knowing? Okay, you know, if you drink water, you're going to go to the bathroom. It's just that simple. It's not complicated. You know that once you do the research, everything in the universe is made about energy. You can see it, you can feel it, you can touch it. That's a fact. You know you can't create or destroy energy. You can only change its form. So we get out of the belief mindset, because that's a spell. Once you stop believing stuff and start dealing from what you know and go from that basis on, everything will begin to make sense. You know, if I say that we built the sun, the moon, and stars, and we're putting satellites up there now. We're off the planet. You know you know that we can make a satellite because we got them up there. It's not something that you do. Well, I have to do my research on my internet stuff because we actually run out of time. I'm sorry. I normally took you in a little early because the question
No, I was completely transfixed, and what you were saying, I didn't want to interfere. So your timing was good, and I thank you for the opportunity, and I thank you for being there with us. And
well, thank you very much. Now, I want to go into the assertion before we run out of time here. It takes about a minute to do this, and then I'll come back to what you were saying. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Okay, I just have to get that in before we stop streaming. Okay.
Yes,
and it's a question of not believing, but knowing. You know, that's like the same thing they said in the Matrix. You have to know who you are, know what's going on. You have to get beyond belief. People ask me, well, are you a Christian? What do you believe in? I don't believe in nothing. You know what I mean? I know what I know. And what I know goes beyond belief. That's where you have to position yourself. You have to get beyond believing and saying just because somebody said it. You have to rationalize it, think about it, until it becomes a point that you know. You know when you get up in the morning, you know, and you walk around, you know you walking around. Anybody say, do you believe you walk today? That would be a silly question for somebody to ask you. Do you believe you walk today? No, I know I walk today, you know.
That's
so
right.
So that's you have to get out of the belief system and get into what you know, because when you deal with the Bible as a religious book, you believe in God, but you don't know who God is and what God does. You know, you only know what God does, but they don't tell you who God is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, right.
Because that would bring you back to power. Okay, well, we're out of time. So I'm going to thank you, Brother Mac, for being here with us every Saturday. And once again, I apologize for missing your show. I just brought the fellow asleep. I got a whole big thing of tea here with caffeine in it trying to keep me awake. So I can stay awake for this show. I almost fell asleep on this one, too. Everybody with us got moving. And all those that are on the line, I want to thank you so much for being with us. Even though you didn't say anything, that's fine. I know you're there. I know you're out there. I know you're listening, and you're getting this word. And that's what is important. I want you to be who you are. I'm going to have to take a little phrase from Joe Olson. The Bible, you are what the Bible says you are, and you can do what the Bible says you can do. So that's unlimited, okay? Okay, with that, I'd like to wish you all love, and out of love, I will see you again next Sunday. Thank you so much. Much love.
Until then, be well. Much love.